Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Good morning, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Vasi Huntalis, your host for Dreaming Big, Leading Boldly. Our topic today is how to propel your success by making and keeping promises to yourself. Our guest today is Cherie DeMayo. Welcome, Cherie.
Thank you so much. Such a pleasure to be here, Vasi.
I'm really looking forward to sharing your story and your journey and your wisdom with our listeners. And to give you all an idea of Cherie's background, she's founder and CEO of BizGrowth, and she has been on her journey in her career for 30 years. And she's also a nationally acclaimed speaker, author, thought leader, three books. Her last book, I love the title of it. It's called Dream Wide Awake. So, Cherie, yes. So, Cherie, you know, oftentimes our journey is not straightforward. It's like we set off in one direction, and life and our work takes us in different directions. So I'd love to start off by asking you, you know, what was your dream when you started your business?
Well, it's interesting because I didn't originally intend to start a business. I came out of the Institute of Art and Design as a graphic designer that was just a gifted writer. I could write as well. And then I fell in love and got engaged and moved out into the middle of nowhere in near Owensboro, Kentucky. And there were no big advertising agencies that I could go work for. So I started freelance designing, graphic designing, and of course because I could already write and had that gift, I was working mostly with small businesses. And this was in 1984 that I established my freelancing career, and then very quickly realized what my passion would be. And this was because I didn't get taught how to market. I didn't get taught how to run a business. So I was back in school. I was back at a four-year college to learn business and public relations and marketing and all these aspects, accounting, you name it. I was just like, wow, I had no idea what I got myself into. But what was interesting is the small business clients that I was working with, because for some reason, because I could write and design, they assumed I knew marketing. They assumed that I knew business. But I was very transparent and honest, and I said, no, I'm back in school for that. and they said, well, they were so busy, and you see this all the time, entrepreneurs working, so busy working in their business, they're not working on their business. And so they asked me if I was willing to share what I was learning, and I was more than happy to do so. And so this was probably about 1986 that I realized what my mission was, and that drove everything I did from that point forward. And I knew that my mission was to create better business owners.
Mm-hmm. That is crystal clear right there.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, what did your business evolve from there? So you're doing graphic design, are you advising them on business?
Where I took it from there is I truly allowed that mission to drive everything I did. So, and I think I realized at that point in time how powerful having a mission is to growing a business, Because so often businesses believe they have a mission statement, but it really is what I would call a glorified capabilities statement. It's really just saying what you are doing for people at that point in time. It's not really driven by a passion, an impassioned belief that you can make a difference in a larger way than what you're doing right now. So as a result of me desiring to make business owners better, I was always looking for ways I could expand what my company was doing in order to empower them to do business better. So it went from graphic design and writing to overall consulting. A good example of this is when the PC craze happened in the late 80s, early 90s, and the whole graphics world was focused on the Macintosh and doing graphics through that platform. Well, I knew business owners are going to try to do as much as on their own as they possibly can. I already knew that they want to learn as much as they can on their own. So I became PC-based along with Mac-based right away because I knew I needed to be. And so as a result, that's when my consulting and coaching started to really take off, because I wasn't insulting business owners for what they were trying to do themselves. I was helping them. And it created a win-win, and I continued to do that as I continued to grow my company. I now have a full training division. I now have an intellectual property development and protection division, and continue to find ways that I can help businesses be better and more effective at how they grow.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like one of your key values is, well, of course, service, but also learning.
Because absolutely, continuous learning.
Yeah. And so let's talk about values. You know, what do you see along with the mission? What do you see as the role of values for a business owner?
Oh, values are absolutely critical. As a matter of fact, the whole aspect behind my latest book, Dream Wide Awake, is based on the process I use with my entrepreneurial clients to help them know what their true mission is, because your mission is actually driven through your values. And I created this mind mapping process that actually honed in on what the core value of that entrepreneur was, which always translated into what their true mission for their business could be and should be.
So yeah, I love that. I love that because that's the deeper reason, you know, a lot
yeah.
of times. And so a lot of people are talking now about finding, well, they have been for a while, you know, finding their why, the reason for being, mm-hmm. you know, behind their business, behind their life. Tell us maybe, you know, share with us a story or something of a client who's maybe gone through this process, like you said, with the mind mapping and finding their vision and their mission.
Well, you know, I think a perfect example of this would be a client I was working with who he had literally fallen out of love with his business. His business was growing. He was an engineer, and he had built this business. It was doing double digit growth year after year, but he just felt totally almost enslaved by his business and wasn't enjoying his life as much. And so we took that deep dive into what were his values, what was most important to him, and how could that translate for him in his life as well as his business. And I actually encouraged him to take a break and take a weekend off. As I said, you have earned it. Take a weekend off. And I encouraged him to do some things that he loved to do. And he loved creativity behind the photographic lens. He saw that he was very creative at visually seeing things. He was a former reconnaissance pilot in the Army, and so he loved to fly. And he'd gotten so busy with his business that the Cessna airplane he once used for pleasure, he sold because he was never using it or enjoying it. And so he really felt like he wasn't getting to enjoy his life as he thought he would be as this entrepreneur that supposedly can dictate their schedules and everything, right? And so I encouraged him to take the weekend off. I said, I know you've got some buddies out there that are still flying. Go out and get your camera out. Just spend the weekend doing things that you love. Well, he came back that next Monday so re-energized and so excited because, well, he didn't quite forget about work. He took his camera. He had his buddy fly him over all of his construction sites, and he was taking pictures. But what happened is this amazing light bulb went off in his head, and what it ultimately grew into is what we call insightful imagery, which is it's insightful, and it's about viewing project sites in a whole different way, combining his love of photography with his love of GIS technology with his incredible competency as an engineer. And it ended up actually transforming the aerial photography industry. He ended up getting an innovation award in aerial photography because he created a value proposition they had never realized they could have before. And he was nurturing his values when this brilliant idea came to be.
Wow, what an inspiring story. And it just goes to show that, you know, when you put all those pieces together, the way that it evolves is not like anyone else, right? That's where the innovation comes from.
Well, and you're so right. You are so spot on with that because especially with an entrepreneurial business, but, you know, you look at a professional and the tracks that they have taken throughout their career. No one has taken the exact same journey. No one. There's no one that has an identical journey. And each of those pieces of learning experience add up to an amazing, unique individual or opportunity in this day. And so this is what I know that one of my talents is to really help people leverage their true uniqueness, and I spell uniqueness Y-O-U-niqueness, because that from an entrepreneurial perspective, that is what it's all about. You can have two entrepreneurs on the surface that look like they are direct competitors, and in many cases they are not, because the unique skills and competencies and even their differing values and what's priority and what's maybe secondary shape an organization unlike any other organization.
That is so fascinating. And, you know, what tip or tips can you give people that give someone who is wanting to explore that uniqueness? I love that, Y-O-U, their uniqueness. You know, where's a good place for them to start?
It really is their values. There is no more powerful way to get to know yourself at the very core of who you are than to explore your values. And it's not just about listing words that are important. One of the things that I do with the value mind mapping process is you look at your reasons for your values. You look at if you look back on your life and you have lived this value without pause, what was the ultimate outcome in living that value? And those type of answers actually is what drives the ultimate mission you ultimately realize. Because what you'll find out is that as you're looking back on your life and how different values, what was the outcome of living those values, you'll see some of the same themes reoccurring. The values are connected in unique ways.
I'm so curious now because our theme today is about keeping and making and keeping promises to ourselves.
Right.
And so what is the role between the values and promises that we keep?
Well, I was very blessed by a dear, dear grandmother who was such a mentor and inspiration to me growing up as a child. And she taught me three promises that I needed to keep to myself in order to truly live and embrace an enriched and gratifying life. And I'll have to say I didn't really truly understand the power of embracing them until I became a business owner and a mother and was juggling all of these different things. and so... there's basically three promises. And so I'll start with the first one. The first promise is, I will find a way or make a way by helping others find a way or make a way.
Mm. Oh, that one's powerful. Yeah.
It truly is. And, you know, what I always like to say when I always like to pause with, I will find a way or make a way. Because if you just take that first part, it can come across as, oh, I'm going to barrel over anybody and I'm going to do whatever it takes, no matter what kind of casualties might be in the wake. But it's the second part that truly makes it effective. And that is being open to, there are so many ways you can accomplish something, and it's so much easier to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish when others are engaged and involved, and you're helping them accomplish what they're trying to accomplish. There's such a beautiful synergy that happens with that.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think the other thing that is powerful about that is I remember reading a statement that people who are more successful and satisfied, both combined, in their life, are seven times more likely to share what they're trying to accomplish with others. And so the whole aspect of another reason values are so important is, let's say you're trying to accomplish something that feeds one of your values. One of the ways you can gain support is, who else shares that value with you? Because they would be a great sounding board for possible ideas you may not have considered for how you can achieve what you're trying to achieve in honoring that value.
So it's like someone else with a similar value is looking at life through, I think of it like as lenses, the same glasses,
yep,
in a way. And they can, you know, they can maybe have a different perspective, though, based on their journey. So that's, it also sounds like a wonderful way for possible collaboration, definitely innovation.
Yeah. Oh, most definitely, most definitely. And then the second promise is, and this is really tough, especially for women. The second promise is, I will not feel guilty about making life easier for myself.
Can we repeat that one, please?
Oh, my gosh. So the promise is, I will not feel guilty about making life easier for myself. And I tell you, I truly have embraced this, and I have to share it from a mother perspective, but it translates into delegation in the workplace too. And so I love to tell this story of when I believed that when a child, and I had three daughters, that if a child was old enough to pick up a toy and play with it, they were also old enough to put it away when they were done. And so I really embraced this team effort of everybody having roles and chores and everything. And I'll never forget my oldest daughter, now 34, at 8 years old, coming home and getting off the bus and saying, Mommy, it's not fair. Emily and Sarah, her two best friends, do not have to feed the dog and empty the silverware. And she went through all the different chores that she had to do. And so, of course, I knew Emily and Sarah's mother. So I said, well, you know, Cassandra, I understand your frustration. I understand why you would feel that's not fair. Let me talk to Emily and Sarah's mother, Sue, and let's see what we can figure out. Well, she gets home the very next day, and she has her hands on her hips, and she says, Mommy, that's not the way it was supposed to work. Now, Emily and Sarah have to feed the dog and empty the dishwasher and all the same chores that she has to do. And you know, how often are we trying to do things that somebody else could so easily do, and we don't even really want to be doing these things we're doing, but we feel like we are that we have to do them, and we could so easily engage other people in helping us, and then we could be focusing on what we really want to be doing.
Yeah, that's so important. And, you know, I think part of why it's difficult, I'll speak for myself and what I've seen with other entrepreneurs, is we are part of the reason we get into owning our businesses is the freedom and the flexibility, and we're very independent and lack control. So it's really hard to let go of control. And you mentioned the word delegating. Yeah.
You know, and I have a beautiful example. I was thinking about this before this interview in how values, it's interesting, we focused on the values in the beginning because how your values can actually help you not, you know, not feel guilty about making life easier for yourself. And so one of the ways I literally forced myself to delegate more administrative work in my company to perfectly capable people of to do it is that I looked at one of my values is not wasting resources, which includes not wasting clients' resources. And so I actually raised the hourly rate of my own administrative. If I did anything administrative, it was significantly higher per hour than one of my key team members. The minute I raised that rate, it forced me to delegate because I didn't want to waste my clients' resources at a higher, I mean, I had to kind of fool myself into it, but it was very effective because I knew what one of my values was.
Well, that's a great tip. So look to your values then.
Yeah.
That second promise is a little bit of struggle for people.
Oh, exactly, exactly. And how can you allow your values to speak through you? Because sometimes we may not be honoring another value of ours. Because let's say we have the value of continuous learning, and part of delegating is allowing someone to learn and potentially fail, not do it as perfect as you might do it, but eventually they are going to be able to do it as well. But you got to give them that opportunity to learn and grow themselves.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, these two promises are so powerful. Now I'm sitting on my seat for the third one. So what's the third one?
The third one, and you're really going to see how these feed into each other with the third one. And the third one is to be open to all possible options, resources, and opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll repeat it. Be open to all possible options, resources, and opportunities. And you know, so often we can be so set in a way that we are trying to accomplish something that we might be operating with blinders on, or we might think we know exactly what we need to do to accomplish, so we're not necessarily sharing what we're trying to accomplish. And there may be someone who has a brilliant piece of information or a resource or a perspective that could shorten your timeline for accomplish this, or actually see that maybe you weren't thinking as big and there's a bigger opportunity with what you're trying to accomplish. So that's where you see that, you know, finding a way or making a way by helping others find a way or make a way will naturally expose you to more people and perspectives so that you can be open to more options, support, resources, and opportunities.
Mm-hmm. I see how these all work together. Yeah. And so how, if someone is really good at being laser focused, and maybe that third one is something that's a little bit more challenging for them, how might they practically or on a daily basis stay open to all possible options, resources, and opportunities?
I'm a big believer in taking time to just write and think about what all the possibilities might be. And I think that when the best way that you can be more open when you are laser focused is that's why I think that like mastermind groups are very powerful, whether you have a mastermind group or you have a advisory board, kind of that go-to, whether it's a formal or informal type of advisory board. I think these can be so valuable and helpful, especially when you're at that executive and leader level where it can feel like it's all up to you. And so all the more reason to have either like a peer advisory board or a mastermind that can truly help you maybe see what you're not saying. One of the things I like to say because I'm a strategist, one of my favorite sayings that I've loved since I was 13 years old is, discovery is seeing what everyone else is seeing, but thinking what no one else has thought. And mm-hmm. I love that saying so much that I truly believe I'm living it now as a strategist, because that's what I help my clients do.
Yeah, I love that saying. So in case our listeners might want to reach you after the show, Cherie, how would you like our listeners to contact you?
They can certainly reach me through my website, bizgrowthinc.com.
Wonderful. And if for our listeners, if you didn't catch those details, don't worry. We'll have them in the show notes listed. Thank you, Cherie. And,
Thank you.
We've talked about these three promises. Is there, you know, anything else that you would want to add that would help people really put these into place?
Well, I think once you really embrace the idea and just start, I always tell people, start by just saying them or writing them down or having them in a place where you can be reminded of them, because they do so beautifully work together. Because let's say you're feeling overwhelmed, and you read those promises and you see, don't feel guilty about making life easier for yourself. And then you see the third promise, being open to all possible support, resources, and opportunities. Those two together may get you to think in that moment of who you could reach out to that could take away some of that overwhelm. Because you're being reminded to just take that moment of pause and say, how can I find a way or make a way by helping others? How can I make life easier for myself? How can I be more open to, you know, more support, more resources, more opportunities, and maybe who can I reach out to?
So this is really about keeping ourselves, you know, in a state of awareness, because it's so easy to get really focused on the to-dos and making things happen. And then you're also saying, you know, keep this different set of perspective and awareness, whether it's surrounding yourself by other people or, you know, having a sounding board or mastermind group or whatever that's like. So there's this, I feel like it's like a harmony. It's like, how do we, you know, stay connected to ourselves, and at the same time, how do we stay connected to others? So I'd love to just kind of hear, you know, your perspective on that balance.
I like to call it synergy, and it's based on my belief that when you synergize who you are, then you're honoring what I call the three aspects of you, and that is the me. The me is the you share with everybody else. The myself is the individual you, and the Inc., the INC, is that professional business you. And you know, your values speak to all three of those aspects. And so I prefer to use the word synergy versus balance, because to me, balance tends to focus on everything that's outside of you. And you know, even the whole aspect of life, work-life balance, it's literally pitting your work against your life. And so I came to this epiphany that the reason work-life balance doesn't work is because you can't divide three by two. And so you need to start from the inside and the me, myself, and Inc. in you, and focus on these promises and focus on your values, and you're so much more enriched and empowered as a result.
Oh, yes. I can see that. I was just drawing when you were saying that, you know, that me, individual, and Inc. Because it's really, I love that word synergy, and it's also what you're talking about is integrating, but in a way that's harmonizing, right? And those,
absolutely,
at the center is the values that you talked about and those promises, right?
Exactly.
Wonderful. Well, this has been so great to have you here today. Cherie, is there anything, any tip or last words you would like to leave our listeners with before we wrap up?
I would love to. I love to create acronyms out of things for impact, and so I've created an acronym for CANDO, you know, having that can-do attitude and spirit. And it stands for conscientious action nurtures desired outcomes. So
just repeat that just maybe one more time. I'm sorry.
Absolutely. Conscientious action nurtures desired outcomes. And so by honoring your values and keeping your promises, you are going to be more conscious and conscientious of the actions that are going to serve you in the greatest and most powerful way.
There you go. What a powerful note to end on. Thank you so much, Cherie, for being with here today. You're welcome. So that's our show for today, and I'd like to say thank you to Cherie DeMayo for being our leading lady, and a special thanks to all our listeners, both in the United States and internationally. We'll be back for another Women Lead Radio show Mondays at 9 a.m. and Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific. This is Vasi Huntalis, your host of Dreaming Big, Leading Boldly. Remember to stay true to you and your dream by asking yourself this important question. What's the next bold step I can take to move my vision forward? Be the innovative leader you were born to be and go for it.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.